We're reading tonight from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. And in your Bibles in the pew, that is on page 1344. So 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. It is written, I believed. Therefore, I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. May God add to our understanding.
Before we start, I just want to ask for those here that are under the age of 15, I'm going to challenge you that if you can write down the main idea that's going on here in our passage, if you can maybe sum it up in a sentence from what I've been saying, come speak to me after and I'll give you something as a reward if your parents are okay with that. So keep that in mind. Before we come to the word, let me pray for us one more time. Father, thank you that you have spoken clearly to us. Thank you that you have revealed to us the Lord Jesus Christ through your word. We pray that he would be exalted tonight and that you would speak through words that you have spoken already. And we pray this for Jesus' sake. Amen. There's a story of someone who at one point in time was quite influential for the church. They were preaching and teaching the word of God. They were faithfully expositing texts from the Old Testament, preaching to the people of their time. And they were met with persecution. They were met with people wanting to injure them, people wanting to hurt them, people wanting to even put them to death. And this person was able to stand before them and continue proclaiming and say that it doesn't matter what they do to me. I know where I am headed. This very person was Stephen, and we see his account in Acts 8. He was able to preach that which he believed in, even if it brought upon death to himself. And I wonder for us if we've ever thought about that, what it might look like for us? Have we ever been pushed to the point where we know we're going to be faced with persecution if we profess the Lord Jesus Christ, if we speak about that which we know is true? Have we been faced with the fact that people may hurt us, whether it's emotionally or physically? And how have you responded in these times? What I want us to see through our text here is that our faith is worthy and worth sharing. That we can, because we believe that the one who was raised from death will also raise us to life. Just as he was raised, so too will we. And we find ourselves with Paul's letter to the Corinthians. It's probably his third or fourth letter, but we have it as 2 Corinthians. And he's quoting here as someone who knows suffering, someone who has gone through many different trials and has stayed true to proclaiming the word of God. And he quotes here from Psalm 116. He resonates with the psalmist that in trials and affliction, in times where people are against him, when he feels like he is alone, that God is still there with him. That he believes in who God is. That even if death is surrounding him, his trust is in God and what he will do. Paul echoes what the psalmist is saying, and he essentially is saying, I believe God, and that is enough. It's as simple as that. so that when persecution comes to Paul, when he's thrown in jail, when he's stoned almost to the point of death, he is able to say, I believed, therefore I have spoken. He shows that belief is enough. And men and women over the ages have done amazing things simply with just believing the promises that are found in the scriptures. To think of one, if you know the name John Rogers, he helped translate the New Testament into English, the first translation of the New Testament with William Tyndale. He was persecuted for standing up for views that opposed what the church was teaching at the time, because as he read scripture, he started to believe that this is the truth, not what they are teaching. And on his way to being burnt alive for not recanting for his Protestantism, he says in the face of persecution, that which I have preached, I now seal with my blood. His belief took him even to the point where to die was worth it, because he believed the scriptures. He believed the truth of God's word, and so naturally he opposed the lies that were being taught elsewhere. If we believe in truth, we oppose lies. We stand firm for that which we believe. We oppose lies that the world would tell us we are the God of our life. We do what we want to do. There's no consequence for sin. We live as we want. We oppose the lies that there is no creator, that all of this just happened by chance. We oppose the lies that contradict God's word, because we believe that which has already been spoken. We believe that, as 1 Corinthians 15 says, for that which I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was raised, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. We believe John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he sent his only Son to die for us, that we might have eternal life. We believe the truth that Jesus says, if they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. And that if they obeyed me, they will obey you also. We believe that which God has spoken. And it's a belief that is certain and secure. It's not a belief that changes. It's not a belief where we can go and say, I believe I locked the house, but just in case, I'm going to double check it's locked. It's not a belief that when we're on an aeroplane, we believe it's safe because we're on it, but we're still sitting there thinking, man, I'm a bit nervous, I'm a bit anxious. I've heard many stories. We may believe that our sports team will win because they're versing the bottom team, but we know there's still a chance that they might not, so we check the scores. We may believe someone is telling the truth, but they've lied to us before, so we're not entirely certain that we can trust in this. But the belief we have in God is not like this. It is sure, it is certain, it does not need double-checking. You may have heard it before, an old saying, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. The belief we can have is secure, and this belief, it naturally leads to being spoken about. We believe in something, we speak about it. And that's secondly what we see, belief that leads to speaking. A belief in God can lead us to speak when all hope is lost. Belief in God fuels us to speak when there is a potential cost. This is what Paul is getting at. Not only did he believe, but he spoke. He spoke knowing what the outcome might be. He did not hide his faith. And so I ask you, do you first believe And if you do believe, are you speaking about your faith? Are you sharing when the opportunity comes? Is there evidence that you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Is there evidence that you trust His word? When last did you speak up about your faith? When last did you challenge someone? Or is it something that you cannot remember doing? Is it something you recognize that you struggle with? It's so easy just to think, we believe, share. It's simple. We believe in Jesus, we should share, but it is hard. It's not easy at times. No one likes to be looked down upon. No one likes to have persecution come their way. We like to be comfortable. You know, I thought when I was a kid, I don't know how old I was, 7 or 8, I thought that, I just don't have to sin anymore. Just don't sin. It's simple. Just don't sin. And obviously, you realize that this world is hard. Sin is still here. It's still present. There is still going to be struggle in how we share our faith in the things that we believe. But we can. And we must, because the message that we have to proclaim is one that is of great importance, one that the nations are called to hear, one that we believe in as our salvation, the payment for our sin. I was talking to a friend recently who, they said this was before they were a Christian. They'd grown up in a Christian home. They knew what the faith looked like. And at school, there was a history teacher teaching ancient history, and they were using the Bible as a source. And the teacher said something on the lines of, the Bible is a historical book, but it's also a myth. And this friend of mine said they disagreed in their heart. They didn't believe that. They were too afraid, though, to speak up. There was belief, but not enough to have it come out in the time of pressure. And they said it was because they did not love God. They knew of Him, but they did not love Him. And they said, because those who we love, we are willing to stand up for. It's what we do. Those of us who have trusted in Christ, we have heard and we have believed, and we want to share because we love that which we believe in. The goodness, knowing that we are saved from our sins. Charles Spurgeon once said, "To know the truth and not to speak it is cowardly." And I agree with him. And I agree, unfortunately, because I have been cowardly before, and I know what it's like. It's easy for the fear of man to be greater than the fear of God. And that's why constantly we need to be asking God to help us. Even Peter denied Jesus 3 times. But we know that Jesus will forgive. He will help us. And He will still give us opportunities to share, to speak up, to speak of the truth that we believe in. So prepare. Prepare for future opportunities. Think of a paramedic. They've trained for years and years to go into their field. They have all this information in their mind before they are called out somewhere, before they are responding. They don't learn it on their way to the emergency. They already know it. They don't go in untrained. They are prepared. And all that training that they have done, all those studies that they have done, they come out in the moment when they get to that scene, that emergency. And suddenly, all that they have trained and prepared for is put into practice. And it's similar with us in our faith. All that we study behind closed doors will come out as we go out into the world. And it should. It should change us. It should shape us. So be prepared to share your faith. Equip yourself through the scriptures, through meeting up regularly with believers. That when the opportunity comes, you are ready. Know that your belief in God ought to be seen in how you speak. We have no need to hide that which is powerful and active, but rather tell of the good news which already has so dramatically changed us. Speak of the goodness of God in our lives. And finally, we know that it is worth sharing at all times, verse 14, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. And thirdly, and finally, the motivation to speak with confidence. Paul is able to say his motivation is that he speaks what he believes because of what is to come. That there will be a day when he will be raised to life with Jesus, when all that is upon him at this time and moment will be forgotten. In Hebrews 12, it says that about Jesus, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. Jesus was able to look past the circumstances of pain and suffering and agony and separation and to look for the joy of that which is to come. The joy of fulfilling the Father's will. He looked past his circumstance to the future of what it would accomplish. In a similar way, Paul echoes this. He is able to look past the suffering and pain and look toward that of heavenly nature. That which is to come. And so too should we. Hope and security follows us as we believe in Jesus' resurrection because he has secured ours. As we look at his, we see that so too will we be raised. Jesus says in John 6, verse 40, for this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on that last day. Jesus has said this. He has promised this. This is the belief that we are to hold to and trust that it will happen. That when we have a chance to speak up, there is a greater reward that is to come. There's no fear that we need to have of our circumstance. Simply because Jesus has said so. It's one of those times when you can say, literally, he said so. Do we believe that? As a church, we ought to help each other in this. Help each other speak each week of our lives out in the world. Encourage one another with stories of maybe conversations you've had, opportunities to share. Spend a moment praying with a brother or sister. Ask if there's any opportunities that they have had to witness. Encourage each other so that we would be eager throughout the week to share of that which we believe in and also be eager to come the next week to tell each other of that. God has placed each and every one of us exactly where we are meant to be. At all times, at all moments, you're right where God wants you to be. He will use you to speak, and he will use you as a tool for his kingdom. Take the opportunities as they come. And as you do this, do it with eyes that look forward to a time where you will be forever in the presence of your Savior. For what you believe about the future will impact that which you live in the present. Think about the future as you go out in the present. Trust that you will be raised just as Jesus was. Believe upon him and his words. Let me close with reading from verse 16 of chapter 4. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes on not what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Let me pray. Father, your words are eternal. They give us assurance that there will be a day when we are raised to life again, forever to be with you in your presence. Please help us by your Spirit to live out this, to be prepared to share of the faith that we hold to, and to trust and know that it is good and necessary, for you have commanded us to do so. Lord, give us the strength we so eagerly desire to do this, and do it all for the glory of your name and for Jesus' sake. Amen.